أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We are turning to verse number 27, or this is of Surah As-Sajda, and verses 28, 29, and 30, inshallah. So yesterday we touched on verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, have they not seen, أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءِ, that we drive the water, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ, to that, to the dry land. So here on this particular point here we mentioned, or in this particular verse, we mentioned, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah gives a beautiful explanation, saying that sometimes water does not reach a certain place. The rain, let's say the rain does not fall directly onto that place. But the water through channels reaches that dry place, and that water also reaches there. The land becomes irrigated, crops grow then. So this year is teaching us an important lesson. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't say the rain fell on the land, on the dry land here. We drive the water to that dry land, then crops grow. See who's the one who is taking the water to these different places. It is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So directly, the water is not reaching. Indirectly, through channels, there it's reaching. And it comes to that dry land. And some have mentioned as well, where lands are so soft that they cannot withstand rains. So it is too soft. If the rain comes in different areas in our surroundings, too much rain comes on that particular land, there is all of a sudden floods that take place. So Allah Azza wa Jal makes it such that through this avenue of different channels, water reaches that without rain falling directly on it, and crops continue to grow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, glorious is Allah, the best of creators. This is mentioned in chapter 23, verse 14. This is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is verse 27. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ, have they not seen that we drive the water towards the dry land? فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and thereby from which crops are irrigated. Crops grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, crops then grow forth from there. تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ, you, from these crops, your animals eat, your cattle eat, and you yourself eat. أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ, do you not then observe? And what do they have to say? One statement, verse 28, Surah As-Sajda, chapter 32. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحِ, and they say, when will this decision take place? When will the victory come to the believers, sarcastically? They constantly say they're going to be victorious, victorious, victorious. Mata hadha al-fath, when is this victory going to take place? 334 days. Gaza Mubarak, Gaza al-Mubarakah. You're still experiencing all these bombs that are being thrown upon them. Or let's rather say droned upon them. The drones are falling upon them. So constantly one way. But yet they are still continuing, moving strong. They are asking, when will the victory come? Scholars have said to that particular time. Others have said the day of Qiyamah, because this is the ultimate victory, the day of justice. Today you are seeing the blood of children being spilled. You are seeing limbs being severed. All of this is what you are witnessing. Where is the justice? The justice is on that day, Maliki Yawmiddin, the Master of Judgment Day. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Adl. Allah is the most just. But He allows certain things to continue. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will gradually entice them, spur them on to the point that they do not know, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will grip them. But they have this mouth now. They say, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحَ. When is the victory? When is the victory? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. So this question, it is the believers against the disbelievers. The disbelievers are questioning the believers. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told you you'll be victorious. We are waiting to see when is it. Allah, the help of Allah is close. The help of Allah is extremely close. You have to hold on and it will come inshallah. If you see in the world, people see the Muslims are hiding. They are minority even in the countries where they are majority. There is no real Islamic rule there. Well, it was a systematic approach. Years on end, Shaitan, he is gradual in his Satanism, and these leaders now, rulers, have been placed there systematically, and they are there as puppets serving the Western agenda. That is why they can't speak against it, or they can't act against it. But they have to play a mutual role, not step out of the boundaries, otherwise they will lose a whole lot. The question is asked, when is the victory? In other verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this year. The help of Allah is close. The help of Allah is close. If you turn to the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Verse 2:14. Indeed, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely close. Verse 2:14, Surah Al-Baqarah. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, and this gives solace. We're just diverting, moving to another verse. Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Portions of the Quran explain other portions of the Quran Sharif. Portions of the Quran Sharif detail other portions of the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in this verse, verse 2:14, Am hasibtum an tadkhulul jannah. Do you think that you will be admitted into paradise? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُم مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. Without being tested like those before you, those who came before you, have been masathumul ba'sa'u wad-dharra. They have been inflicted with suffering, adversity. Wazulzilu, they were so violently shaken up. Hatta yaqula ar-rasul, to the point that the messenger, walladhina amanu ma'ah, and those, the believers with him, cried out, they asked, mata nasrullah, when will Allah's help come? Where is the help of Allah? Not in this manner which the kuffar ask. This is, ya Allah, we need your help. We need your assistance. And this you can see now. This depicts our situation so beautifully, in the sense that Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us and gives the answer, Allah, listen well. Indeed, inna nasrallahi qareeb. Surely Allah's help is close, it is near. The understanding of the verse. Do you think you're just going to get Jannah like that? When people of the past, they were shaken up, they were suffering, afflicted with such adversities, suffering. They asked the question, when will Allah's help come? Listen, you also today, O believers, take solace from this verse 214, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah inna nasrallahi qareeb. Surely Allah's help is close. It is within reach. It's coming. The kuffar are asking this sarcastically. The believer is asking because he knows Allah's help is going to come. The difference is the disbelievers, they're mocking, it's not going to come. Give up your iman. No, the believer knows it's coming. It's just about a matter of when. And if it doesn't come, then too, we are still victorious because of verse 154, Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah's path that they are deceased. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, but you perceive not, you comprehend not. So still too, we are victorious. من سأل الله تعالى من سأل الله تعالى من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. That person who asks Allah Azza wa Jal for martyrdom with a truthful heart, with sincereness, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him that position of martyrdom, even though he passes away on his bed, we are victorious. The kuffar are asking this question. Mata wa yaquluna mat. They are asking this question. When will the victory come? Mata hadhal fath. When will this victory come? In kuntum sadiqeen. If you are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the believers hope on so many ends. If you see in the next verse, this is your answer. قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ. You are asking, when will this victory come? For me, there's benefit. قُلْ, say, يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ, the day of victory. لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ. It will not benefit. On the day of decision, their belief will not be of any use to disbelievers. Their belief will not be of any use to disbelievers. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ, and nor will they be given any respite. This is the answer. You are so keen to know what's going to happen, what's happening to us, and we are suffering. But the real question is your eternal punishment. On that day when it comes, victory comes, how is it going to benefit you? So the advice then is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mufassirin have mentioned that this year the punishment of Allah seizes someone, then no profession of faith at that time, no declaration of iman at that time, at that stage is accepted. So other interpreters have mentioned, Mufassirin have mentioned, Mata hadha al-fath. They've explained it, as we told you, the day of Qiyamah. So this is also another probability. The last verse, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَانْتَذِرْ إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَذِرُونَ. So turn away from them and wait. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. You can't beat them. You can't debate and go on killing yourself. Turn away from them. Nothing is going to benefit them now. وَانْتَذِرْ and wait. إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَذِرُونَ. They are also waiting for the punishment. They are also waiting, meaning they are also waiting for the punishment. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.